No, for the viewers at home with no video.
With no video. There
just,
you go.
Just let you know that Faco, I dwarf Faco.
Yeah. You make Faco. Me feel like we're good. Matthew McConaughey, right?
Did you say McConaughey?
McConaughey.
It's McConaughey. Hey.
There you
that
go.
Was one of my favorite jokes in middle school. Like, hey, what does a gay horse eat? Hey.
And I'm like, that's a good one.
I like that joke. That's fucking great.
Oh, man.
Speaking about gay people, dude, I did a show recently, Monday,
yep.
Here in the Mission, dude, and I was doing some shit in Spanish because these fucking guys were talking hella fucking loud in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I started talking to them in Spanish, talking to them outside in Spanish, and, like, you know, one of my stories is, like, I'm talking about doing my first gay show and how yeah. awesome it was because all these muscle daddies wanted to fuck my bare ass.
Right.
Because I'm a bear. Not just my bare butt on raw butt, but it's just like I'm a bear.
Yeah, you're large.
I'm a large and in charge, but no, I'm like furry and big, so I'm a bear. You know, and it's just like I attract muscle daddies. And at any rate, I'm telling this, you know, like homo positive stuff because, you know, I like gay people. It's great. Uh-huh. And these Peruvian dudes, they were like talking to me in Spanish outside. We're talking, and then like I was like, oh, I gotta go, and you know, I shake the guy's hand. I go shake the second guy's hand, and then he pulls me in and he starts hugging me.
Oh.
And he starts rubbing my chest, not grabbing my titties, rubbing my chest.
Like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, you know, like I got a fucking like owie wowie or something like, oh. And it's just like, so he's like rubbing my chest, and then he kissed me on the cheek, and I'm like, okay, thanks, man. Hey, oh, have a good night. And he's giving me this look like, how come you didn't fucking kiss back?
Why didn't you?
Because, you know, I'm not into that, dude. Had that been a woman, you know, I would have reciprocated, but, you know, with that same energy, like, oh, I want to fuck you. But, like, I'm not into that, so I don't know if he was gay or if, well, if he thought it was
he
a
was
sex.
He was hitting on you and you didn't reciprocate, so he knew it was over. Right?
I don't know. Well, it was over, but do you think maybe that he was gay or he thought I was a sexy Ewok?
Yeah, I think he thought you were like a nice, sexy Ewok, man. Did you have your hooker boots on or something like that?
I always have my hooker boots on.
Yeah, well, then, you know, that's sexy. So that's a compliment no matter what. But no, also, he could have been like just saying bye to you, and that's the way he says bye. And then you're wishing I wish he would just ask me out and take me to Carl's Jr. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, what's funny is I posted that as a joke on Facebook because that really happened.
Okay.
But I posted it like it's a joke, like nobody fucking, you know, got hurt or anything. Maybe that guy got his feelings hurt because a fat fuck like me turned him down. But I posted it, and then like one of my gay friends is all like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Where did that happen at? And I was just like, dude, it happened in the recovery room, but it wasn't a big deal because, you know, the guy was super respectful about it. He wasn't, like, confrontational. But I mean, yeah. What the fuck is he going to do, you know?
So it never was all good then.
But I just couldn't believe that. I was like, I don't know if this gay dude, my gay friend, was just all, like, asking, like, oh, where did that happen? That's fucked up. Or, ooh, where did that happen?
Yeah, he wants to go there.
If your fat ass could get hit on like that, my fucking not-so-fat ass could get hit on even better.
They're going to throw 18-year-old boys at them then. You know
dude,
what I'm saying?
21 because it's a bar.
Oh, okay.
Unless, you know what? I think you could technically work there if you're just serving the food because they have like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't serve alcohol, though.
If you're 18, no. I think you have to be 21 to serve alcohol. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Right. You know, I only started drinking once I turned 21.
No, you fucking did.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
Law.
That's like people like, oh, yeah, I started smoking crack when I was 30. Shut the fuck
up.
No,
it is.
It doesn't make sense.
Same thing with weed. You remember when they made it legal? Was it 5 years ago or something? That's when I first started smoking.
It was before the pandy.
Yeah, so 6 years. So that was when I first started smoking.
I don't know, man. That just seems so weird because it's like, oh, you started smoking in your fucking late 30s and shit.
It's their rules, dude.
What the fucking rules? What are you talking about?
They made the rules.
Who? The law?
Yeah.
No, dude. It's not like, oh, it becomes legal and or decriminalized and so you could just do it now.
Oh.
What happens if they decriminalized, like, I don't know, like crack? Would you smoke crack? Because I wouldn't.
No. I wouldn't. I would sell it to.
But you couldn't, though, because the market would be shot because it'd be decriminalized.
Well, mine would be better because, you know, it would be like, you know.
Because it touched your lips? Because you smuggled it in your butthole because it has those extra spicinesses?
Mine would be like because it's in a Grey Goose bottle or something like that.
We're going to call you Grey Loose.
Grey Loose. I'm going to call you Grey Caboose.
Oh, dude.
No, just roll your
I'm going to call you Grey Double Deuce.
Oh, you better.
I better make you wetter.
Oh.
Yeah, like cheddar.
Victor Pacheco in the studio. It took him 40 minutes to roll. You know?
Yeah, I know, because I got some whack-ass papers over here. So
I gave you three options.
No, but yeah, after I was like, hey, these papers suck, then you gave me two more options.
Yeah,
to
man.
To make it a big three.
The big three.
The big three, you know? Yeah. That's left nut, right nut, cock, the big three.
Hey, Victor Pacheco, you got any shows to publicize, or where can they find you if they want to know more about the his? What do you call yourself?
You were about to say it, bro.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
The Hispanic Titanic.
Ah, dude. Yeah, but HispanicTitanic.com is my website. That I'm so glad drunk Victor takes care of fucking sober Victor. No, I got so drunk and blacked out like months ago. I was so fucked up that I paid for my internet bill for my website for the next 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Or next 3 years, and I thought I only did it for 1 year, and I was stressing out. I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta come up with this bread. And it's like, oh, you're good till 2027.
Nice.
And I was like, fuck, I don't even remember paying this. It's like, I mean, I know I did, but it was just like, fuck, like, because, like, they will drain your account, so it's just better to pay up front, so right. They don't just come into your account and be like, oh, you're overdrafting, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I get it, dude.
So, and then they only do 1 year if they overdraft you, and it's like, no, bitch, I want, like, 3 or 4 years or 5 years or the max. It was just 3 years was the max, and they didn't give you a fucking price break. So I'm like, lock me in at this price then, because it's just, it's going to keep going up.
Right.
So, yeah, but HispanicTitanic.com. Got some shows coming up. I think it's sold out, though. My next show is March 5th, Saturday at Playhouse in Morgan Hill.
Nice.
Yeah, I think there was like 12 tickets as of last night, so I think it's going to sell out. I'm at Que Será in Oakland on the 4th, that Friday. Doing Tommy T's on May 1st, Thursday at 7 p.m., I'm going to be hosting that show. If you want to come through, come through. If not, then that's cool too. Follow me at Puro Papi Pacheco. If you like me, and if you don't, that's all right too.
Puro Papi Pacheco?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's Victor Pacheco time here. It is.
Hammer time.
It is.
Poppy time.
You know it, because Victor Pacheco's here. He's been around. He'll show you Taco Bravo. He'll show you his uncircumcision. He'll do what he's got to do.
I'm not going to show my uncircumcision. I don't know how I would be able to get my foreskin back and attach it onto this large cock that it developed into.
You got a five skin, man.
Dude, I got a five head and a five skin.
That's how it goes, man. And Victor Pacheco, you'll be here to the whole show because I'm your ride.
You know? Breaking the fourth wall. Having his neighbors tripping out about a loud ass Mexican couple downstairs quarreling on the radio live.
It's like two rhinos arguing.
It's like two elephants.
We're like Bebop and Rocksteady from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, you're the pig, I'm the rhino.
He was bigger. That's cool, right?
Oh, wait, none of those motherfuckers are elephants. That isn't a rhino.
That's a good sound, though. It wasn't full elephant, so it was like...
Oh, no, I don't want to get in trouble with the neighbors.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
That's like we were like out in the middle of nowhere.
That's your biggest joke. That's your closer, right?
Not even, dude. No. Not even. I've gotten in trouble. Like, I got booked up in Santa Rosa, and I had the fucking guy who booked me. He's like, hey, dude, great stuff tonight. I did like half an hour, and I was like, thanks. And he's all like, hey, dude, you didn't do your elephant noise. I'm like... Oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, dude, that's why I book you. And he said that in front of, like, a few comics. And I'm like, I don't know if this is a compliment or, like, are you trying to embarrass me in front of these people? Like, I had a good set. I didn't do the elephant noise.
Right. He wanted it, though.
But it's not my closer, though.
But you didn't do it at all that night.
No.
Why are you holding back?
I didn't. I just forgot. No, because I was doing new jokes, and then there was no spot for it with the new jokes. And it's just like, oh, I could... put this in right here. I mean, you could end with whatever you want. You could go out there with a race rant.
That should have been the encore, the elephant noise.
There was no encore, though. It was just like everyone wanted to get the fuck out type of thing. Not because of me, but it was just like one of those shows that dragged on. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was that night, but you know those shows that you go later in the lineup or you're closing out you're definitely not the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth comic. You're like the sixth or seventh comic. Yeah. And you're the first motherfucker that has a good set of the night. Oh. And it's just like, oh shit, that's when the show started. Even though the show, and like they're already fucking tired.
Yeah.
And then they get even more tired laughing while they're tired.
Right.
So they've burnt the fuck out.
Gotcha.
So that's
takes a lot of energy.
Right. That's how it felt.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Victor Pacheco.
He said something really fucked up, and so Victor Pacheco, yes.
Yeah, no, it's good. You gotta. I get it. You want to like not give them everything. You don't want to give them everything.
No, I give them everything. More. No, I no, dude. If there's like, if my time gets cut, like, and I know it before I go on stage, I will legitimately try my fucking hardest to belt out as many fucking punchlines as I can. Because it's like, oh, cool, you want to fucking silence me? Well, I'm going to make it hard for the rest of your fucking show.
It's Mr. Big Man over here.
But sometimes it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, you go in there with that plan of trying to murder and shit, but then sometimes you'll have the best set of the night and nobody left.
Right.
Okay. No. I mean, people laugh, but it's just like, they're like, yeah, that's it.
Those are our favorite.
Yeah.
Or the what's
been your favorite compliment you've gotten after a set or after a performance? You know, because I think for me is the Santa Claus looking biker dude comes up to me at a biker bar. He's like, "Hey man, you'd be a lot funnier if you were white."
Oh shit!
And I'm like, "Damn, dude!" Like,
but he still thought you were funny. Though.
He still thought I was funny. Yeah. He just said I'd be funnier if I was white. I'm like, "Hey, you know, have you seen my stretch marks? Those are pretty fucking white."
Wow. You got nice stretch marks.
They're great.
You look like seal.
Yeah, I look like a seal. An elephant seal.
It's 11:11 Radio Valencia Standard Time. We've got Victor Pacheco.
Make a wish. It's 11:11.
You got to. And we got Victor Pacheco in here.
I just made a wish. I hope it comes through.
I made a wish that you're going to start binding then.
Oh my god, I keep thinking you meant my feet like I'm Chinese back in the day. Like,
what's what? I don't know.
You don't know what foot binding is?
No.
Foot binding is this practice that took place in China for many, many years. I think it only stopped in like 1920. Like, but they were getting women's feet and they were like wrapping them really tight and breaking them so the feet would be like off, like the toes would be like on the other side of the foot.
Uh-huh.
And then the thumb would be like down, like the right. Big toe would be down and it would be deformed and then put into this like really like small tight bandage, and that would be binding the feet. To make that happen, they would break the bone. These women would not be able to walk.
Jeez.
But they'd be able to wear like kid shoes.
But why would they do that?
Because it was thought that women with small feet, like that's what was sexy. And like even though this shit would be like rotting fucking flesh, people found that to be like
that was a thing for them.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. I mean, like, dude, like women, like I think in the, it was 1700s or 1800s, they would like shave 5 heads into their hairline because I guess the queen had a huge fucking forehead and they were like, oh, this is what's fashionable.
Oh, so they're copying her?
Well, yeah. Well, it's like, oh, this is what the nobility do. This is what elite people do. So we want to be like them. But really, it was just years of inbreeding.
Oh, shit.
So that's why they had a huge forehead, man.
You know, you keep it in the family, though, all that pressure, man. You know, you can't just give it up to anybody, stranger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you know, you got to give it up to the next of kin. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. This show's been brought to you in Alabama, in Arkansas. So,
Victor Pacheco in the studio. Go to HispanicTitanic.com.
I love when I say something edgy. You're like, Victor Pacheco, that's his name. It wasn't me.
Victor Pacheco.
It wasn't me.
Hey, okay, we're going to go to the music now, and then we still got Victor Pacheco here.
If you click your heels 3 times and say Victor Pacheco, you're turning into a fat Mexican.
We're getting the phone calls from all the lawyers right now. So, hey, you want to request 415-766-4428. Everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Thank you so much for listening. We've got new music from Ved Du Hveng Jeg Ger. Or I should say, the band is called The Sandman. And the song is called Ved Du Hveng Jeg Ger. Shouts out to all radio Valencia.
You ain't nothing but a baby. Slutty bitches, stitchy witches, itchy bitches, stupid bitches, broken snitches, bloody wishes, broken dishes, slutty kisses, dolly misses, little miss misses, little miss vicious, little death wishes, out with the garbage. Nothing but garbage. Junkyard bitches, junkyard marriage, baby carriage. Go to hell, marriage. Love is lost, it's gone. Ain't nothing but garbage.
nothing but garbage. Love is lost, rusted and washed. Ain't nothing but garbage.
Thinking I was better off dead. Ah, here's one of the vagrants right here. Keep the 12 on him. Bring him on back.
What you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Willie, you're right. What's...
Look like we got a couple of lovebirds up top.
Hey, we wasn't doing nothing, officer. I'm a sick man. These children just tending to me.
Keep him quiet, Chester. Yeah, look at here. Well, I hate to inform you good folks, but I got to be leaving you in the hands of Sheriff Tilford.
What do you think this Sheriff Tilford's going to do with this, Willie?
I don't know. Back in my day, they put us in a police car like this and drive us way off in the field and...
Great. Look. And they didn't find the gun.
You just keep your mouth shut about that gun, you hear?
You can't hear
me. Keep your mouth shut anyway. Well, well. Sleeping up in Nadat was mine, huh? Fooling about indecent up in the loft. Now no identification. Electric guitar. Well, vagrants aren't real popular in this county. Come on, get out.
OZ, uncuff him. You don't come into my county and breaking in an honest man's bond. But you three caught me on a morning when I'm in a good mood. Now, once you cross that bridge, you and Sheriff Larry Fowler's county. And you his problem, not mine. You pick up your personal belongings and start walking. I don't like vagrants. And I don't like trespassers.
What about our money?
What money?
Your deputy took all my money out of my bag.
OZ didn't say nothing about it to me. Now get going.
Well, that's not right. That's not fair.
Come on.
No, you stole our money. That's not fucking fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I can do. I can put you in the county farm for criminal women, and you can stay there while you pressing your charges. Ooh, they treat you real nice out the county farm. Yes, ma'am.
Things seem to have changed in this county. Then again, they kind of seem the same, don't they? We just be on our way, Captain. Ain't no point in making a fuss.
$25 for the night.
Just about what we got here in the emergency fund.
Y'all traveling together?
That's right. We'll be on our way come morning. You recognize this place? This old crossroads around here?
Nope, never seen it.
Now, you look hard. It's got to be around here someplace.
Well, ain't nothing around here but the town of Weevil, and that's 2 miles down the road.
Weevil. I know that old town.
And I don't know nothing about no crossroads either.
Well, do you know where Fulton's Point is?
I know where Fulton's Point is. Come on, let's be getting up to our room. Crump's place. Looks almost the same as it did 40 years ago. They used to charge a good 50 cents for a glass of whiskey. That was robbery.
Did you know that place?
Like yesterday.
It's like a good place to pick up some bucks.
Well, how are we gonna do that?
That's my boy, green as always. I hope he wasn't too green up in that hayloft. If
you want to be a blues man, you got to be able to use your whip.
He was an animal, Willie. You don't have to worry about him. All his parts are in working order.
Well, well, big man, ain't you? Now you take this piece and go in there and bring home the big eagle. You go in there and have a drink and play a few songs. Now, they're probably some rough boys, so you keep that iron handy. What you got to say for yourself, Long Island?
I should be committed. That's what I have to say, Willie. I should be committed forever listening to you.
My.
What happened to Willie Brown, greatest hobo that ever lived, all-time great harp player? Wouldn't he just be able to walk in there and clean up?
Sure thing. I've done it lots of times.
You know, the problem is I'm starting to think that Robert Johnson's friend Willie Brown isn't within 1,000 miles of here. And if he is, he's probably just out there buried in some unmarked grave.
Is somebody saying they ain't believing what I've been speaking?
That's right, Willie. I'm saying you're full of shit. You know something? Every time you mention Fulton's Point, nobody's even heard of the goddamn place. You know, I'm starting to think that you're just a con man who used me just to get your ass out of a nursing home. Where are you going?
Look, you smart-ass kids, you don't need me. I do my business on this side of the road, and you white folks do your business on that side. That's the way they get things done in Mississippi.
Whiskey, I guess.
You look kind of young. Got any ID?
No, sir. Not whiskey. I don't.
Well, I reckon one snort ain't gonna hurt you.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Oh, you are one pretty lady. You're not from around here, are you?
No, I just got into town.
Not that we got anything against Lady Riley. Want to dance?
Yeah, I do.
Well, let's do it.
That'll be $1, friend.
Hey, how about I play some songs on my guitar for the drink?
I'll stand you that drink. Then you haul ass out of here.
Hey! Thank you.
You know, I went down on that man down my head last night. Frank, you got that little rat on the bed because the cop needs.
He jumped up and started going out the window shouting, Oh shit, here come Blind Dog. I say, hey, I called out my 38 special CAs. I say, hey, so blind I can't see your naked ass going out my window.
Believe you, Willie Brown, and Blind Dog Fulton.
We ain't supposed to believe nothing.
Now,
if you
want to
do something, here I am.
Maybe
later, honey.
Let me through. Give me another beer and a vodka on the rocks for a pretty lady.
What's my daddy's name?
Yeah, I think we might have to dance here.
Right. Okay, where is it?
What?
My wallet.
What are you trying to say?
Come on, you little thief. Cough it up.
What, you think I took your wallet? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Well, then go ahead and search me. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I just believe I will.
Hey, well, come on, why don't you get your hands off her, right?
It's your lady.
Well, yeah, she's with me.
Well, she snagged my wallet, and she don't want to give it back.
Look, she said she didn't take your wallet. Did you take his wallet?
No, I didn't take his wallet. And I'll tell you, you better shut his mouth before my friend here takes out his gun, huh?
Gun?
Yeah.
You got a gun?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Go ahead, show it to him. Go on. Come on.
Fella comes in here packing a gun.
Look, I don't want any trouble, all right? It's not my gun. Holy shit, mister. Look, I don't want any trouble.
Hand that piece over.
Don't you dare.
Hey, will you just come on?
Oh, great.
I don't want that.
Don't you tell a mother that. Martha, don't you moan.
Me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates, race without a taste to face the judge. And